Go ahead.
So we'll call the meeting to order. Grab roll call, please.
Mr. Karpinski? Mr. Hawley?
Here.
Mr. Dougherty?
Here.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Here.
Ms. DePasqua?
Here.
Dr. Zuzalek?
Here.
Mr. Josko?
Here.
Ms. Majewski?
Here.
Mr. Curtis?
Here.
Mr. Neff? Ms. Walter?
Here.
Mr. Barrymore?
Here.
Mr. Harada?
Here.
Thank you very much. Pursuant to Section 5 of the Open Public Meetings Act, this meeting has been duly advertised in accordance with law by publication in the official newspapers of the borough and by posting in Borough Hall by the borough clerk as part of the annual notice. This meeting is a quasi-judicial proceeding. Any comments or questions must be limited to issues that are relevant to what the board may legally consider in reaching a decision. Decorum appropriate to a judicial hearing must be maintained at all times. We'll stand now for silent prayer and pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We will now open the floor for public comment for items which are not on this evening's agenda. Seeing none, do we have any on Zoom? No? Thank you. Pending litigation, Mr. Stagg?
Pleased to report there is none.
Outstanding. Any other business from board members? Seeing none, we have a motion to adjourn the workshop meeting.
I'll make a motion. Majewski.
Second, Josko.
All in favor?
Yeah.
Aye.
Aye. Sorry. Now we'll call the regular meeting to order. If we could have roll call again, please.
Mr. Karpinski? Mr. Hawley?
Here.
Mr. Dougherty?
Here.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Here.
Ms. DePasqua?
Here.
Dr. Zuzalek?
Here.
Mr. Josko?
Here.
Ms. Majewski?
Here.
Mr. Curtis?
Here.
Mr. Neff? Ms. Walter?
Here.
Mr. Barrymore?
Here.
Mr. Harada?
Here.
Next item is the approval for the attorney vouchers, August 2025. Need a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Second, Dougherty.
Mr. Hawley?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Yes.
Ms. DePasqua?
Yeah.
Dr. Zuzalek?
Yes.
Mr. Josko?
Yes.
Ms. Majewski?
Yeah.
Mr. Curtis?
Yes.
Ms. Walter?
Yes.
All good.
Next item is the approval of meeting minutes from August 7th, 2025. Need a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve, Josko.
I'll second, Curtis.
Mr. Hawley?
Abstain.
Mr. Dougherty?
Abstain.
Mr. McGoldrick?
Yes.
Ms. DePasqua?
Yes.
Dr. Zuzalek?
Abstain.
Mr. Josko?
Yes.
Ms. Majewski?
Abstain.
Mr. Curtis?
Yes.
Ms. Walter?
Yes.
All good.
Next item is memorialization for resolution of approval. PB 2502, Loud, 86 3rd Avenue, Block 89, Lot 3, Spot 02. Need a motion?
I move to approve. Zuzalek?
I'll second, Curtis.
Mr. Hawley?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Ms. DePasqua?
Yeah.
Dr. Zuzalek?
Yes.
Mr. Curtis?
Yes.
Ms. Walter?
Yes.
Mr. Barrymore?
Yes.
Mr. Harada?
Yes.
All good.
Next item is the memorialization for resolution of approval, PB 25-01, Calamares de Almeida, 39 Hooper Avenue, Block 55, Lot 5. Need a motion?
I make a motion to approve, Holy.
I'll second, Paramore.
Mr. Holy?
Yes.
Ms. DePasquale?
Yes.
Dr. Duzeloff?
Yes.
Mr. Curtis?
Yes.
Ms. Walter?
Yes.
Mr. Barrymore?
Yes.
Mr. Morales?
Yes.
All good.
Next item is the continuation for PB 24-13 Pittenger, 46 Second Avenue, Block 93, Lot 6.
Mr. Chairman, this is a continuation hearing. The matter has already been, or I should say jurisdiction, has already been accepted by the board. The board has received some additional documentation that I would like to put into the record before we proceed, so that we have Exhibit A5 is an updated as-built survey prepared by William E. McGrath, land surveyor, revised through April 7, 2025. Exhibit A6 is a variance plan prepared by KBA Engineering Services dated May 8, 2025. Exhibit A7, review number 2 of CME Associates, that's dated June 2, 2025. Exhibit A8 is a variance plan prepared by KBA, dated May 8, 2025, now revised through August 7, 2025. Exhibit A9 is a plot plan prepared by KBA Engineering Services, LLC, dated May 8, 2025, now revised through August 11, 2025. Those could be additional exhibits that I'm aware of thus far in connection with the application. Mr. Akins is here on behalf of the applicant.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Chairman, board members, Mark Akins on behalf of the applicant. When we were last here, we'd asked for the opportunity to carry the matter to see if we might be able to address the variances associated with the request, right? The variances were for lot coverage and for side yard setback. I'm very pleased to share with the board that we've eliminated those variances. So we now have a no variance application, subject only to the existing lot nonconformities, which of course we did not create. So I'd like to introduce Mr. Kachuba, call him back, remind him he's under oath, and just have him take the board through what the changes were with regard to Exhibit A9. Thank you.
So you understand you're still under oath?
Understood. So yes, we did amend our plan from the previous application. The last revision, August 11th of 2025, a few days after the last hearing, where we reduced the impervious coverage. If you remember previously, we had some stepping stones and coverage proposed in the rear yard. That's been eliminated. We've also reduced the driveway strip width and shifted the driveway over towards the house slightly in order to comply with the 5-foot setback. So the driveway strips are now compliant with the 5-foot setback, and the impervious coverage now complies with the ordinance requirement. Therefore, those variances that were being requested have now been eliminated.
No further questions of Mr. Kachuba, Chairman.
Thanks very much. Doug, do you want to lead us off?
Thank you. With regards to the revised engineering plan, can you provide some testimony on how the apron, sidewalk, and retaining walls are located horizontally and graded vertically? I think last time we heard some concern about how the grade would tie back in. I'd like to hear how this revised plan addresses that.
Certainly. So horizontally, we have shifted it to the north to comply with the 5-foot setback. The width of it is slightly narrower. The distance between the two retaining walls is now 9.5 feet. I believe previously we were at 10. The height of the wall, where it matches the existing retaining wall, and as you recall from previous testimony, there's an existing retaining wall across the front. We're obviously going to cut a space in that retaining wall. That wall, the bottom of it's at 27.2 at the front, and the top of it at about 28.6. That's about 1.4 feet, or about 1 foot 5 inches, a little less than 18 inches above grade. So the retaining walls will be cut and then changed or moved 90 degrees to run up the side of the driveway. The length of those have been shortened so that the retaining walls do end at the front of the porch now. They previously extended further back into the property. The grade of the driveway from the back of the...
You are in the meeting now.
No problem. From the back of the apron to the end of the retaining walls is about 12%, which is the maximum recommended under the RSIS regulations for a driveway. And then it flattens out to a space that's approximately 38 to 40 feet in length, so we do provide for two parking stalls on there beyond the retaining wall. And the grade there is at about 2%. So we went a little steeper at the very front just to make sure we get onto the property and to shorten those retaining walls so there's less impact visually and impact to the neighbors. And then we flatten out, and the driveway is now 5 feet off the property line.
So when the proposed driveway and apron crosses the existing sidewalk, the public sidewalk, that portion of the sidewalk will... that will not exceed 2% cross slope. Is that correct?
That is accurate, yes. We show about a half an inch of grade change across the sidewalk there.
And there's no drop, so when you're walking on the sidewalk, it's the profile of the sidewalk when you're using it remains consistent, correct?
Correct. We are maintaining the sidewalk height. We're not proposing any dips in the sidewalk. The apron from the sidewalk down to the curb will have some slope to it, just as any other apron does throughout the borough.
And then, just for the record, can you provide existing and proposed impervious for the site?
Absolutely. The existing impervious on the site is 46.5%, which is 2,325 square feet. The increased impervious coverage is now 49.78%, 2,489 square feet. 50% is the maximum permitted.
And then one more time, just so we're all on the same page with the drain, how will the drainage work? Downspouts coming off the house, how will the implementation of the retaining walls impact stormwater management?
Certainly. So the existing roof drains along the southerly side of the building are captured currently by a pipe that currently discharges through the curb. That pipe will remain. We will change it to a pop-up emitter right behind the curb. As testified previously, we're still proposing to do that. The driveway itself is sloped towards the road, the driveway is sitting very slightly an inch or two below the existing arborvitae edge along the property line. So the driveway will slope only towards Second Avenue. No runoff from the driveway area will flow towards the neighbor. It'll all go out to the street.
And those arborvitae are proposed to remain, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. And depicted as such on your plans?
That is accurate.
Thank you.
And then last question is there any proposed landscaping associated with the project?
We're not proposing any additional landscaping with this now that it's conforming. Previously, we were proposing to change the arborvitae. Now that we moved it over, we can retain the arborvitae, so they'll stay as they are.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Doug. Questions to the board? Seeing none, questions from the public?
Good evening. My name is Brad Dash. I represent the Walkers at 52nd Avenue, the neighbors. Just one question for this professional.
Mr. Batch, why don't you come forward so you're closer to the microphone,
sure,
so that we can pick you up?
Hi, everybody. Just one question for Joe. Are the new plans intended to have one car or two cars? Last time you mentioned that the slope wouldn't permit a car to park on the sloped area because the retaining walls would block the doors from opening.
Correct. So we anticipate this would handle two vehicles. The rear vehicle would be along the slope, but by shortening the retaining walls, we think we can get the doors open above the curb there. It might be a little tight, but we do think we can fit the two vehicles there.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions from the public?
So no part of the poop, sorry. I'm not public.
We'll allow it.
Just popped into my head real quick. Sometimes I do that.
What do you got, Chris?
No part of the car is obviously on the sidewalk in any way.
No, not at all.
Two cars. I did all that for that.
Did you talk about the paver pad and paver strips? Could you go into a little bit more detail with that?
Certainly. So the paver strips are 2 feet in width. They are 3.5 feet in between, so the vehicle itself, the tires stay on the strips. The paver pad out front is actually out in the right-of-way. So that's to maintain uniformity and allow for transition from the sidewalk into the strips. But when it hits the property line, it is only the strips.
Good job.
The plan identifies grass in between. Sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. I was just reading that. I kind of assumed, I think. But I did see a ramp of grass color between strips and crew. And I think that the assumption is that the runoff had been calculated to an appropriate level that didn't increase. Any drainage over, you said it wouldn't impact the neighbors.
It won't impact the neighbors. Correct. So it drains to the street. The grading allows it to drain to the street, and we're compliant with the impervious coverage from the town. And our increase here is about 160 square feet, give or take. So I do not believe that it will have any detrimental impact on the stormwater system of the municipality.
Thank you.
Any comments from the board?
I think it's a great improvement, without having to go for any variances. I think it's a good job by you guys, minimizing to not have to go through the variance. And being a good neighbor, I feel.
Anybody else want to weigh in? Any comments from the public?
Yes. Brad Dash again for Walker's Door. My clients just want to thank all the board members for taking the time to look at this application and allowing the extension last time for us to also look at this and talk to the professionals. They understand the time and sacrifice it takes. My clients Linda has served on the school board, and we really appreciate that. We also want to thank the applicant and their professionals for working with us, and we think we, and their professionalism, and we think we reached a good result as part of this process, so the process really does work. So thanks again.
Thank you very much. Any other questions from the public, or comments rather? Any other comments from the public? Oh, thank you. All right, board. Anybody want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve. Josta.
I'll second. Curtis.
Mr. Hawley.
Staying.
Mr. Dougherty.
Yes.
Mr. McGoldrick.
Yes.
Ms. DePasqua.
Yes.
Dr. Duzelak.
Yes.
Mr. Josko.
Yes.
Ms. Majewski.
Yes.
Mr. Curtis?
Yes.
Ms. Walter?
Yes.
All approved.
Thank you very much, ladies. Thank you
very much.
Good evening.
I would do it to Chris.
Mr. Chairman.
Please note that Ms. Walter and Mr. Dougherty have recused themselves from the following application, which is a continuation of PB 24-12, Winterling Moody, 99 Center Avenue, Block 134, Lot 11.
Mr. Chairman, this application is also a continuation meeting, so the board has already taken jurisdiction of the application. The board has received a new exhibit since the last hearing. That is going to be Exhibit A8. It's a deck repair plan prepared by Andrew Stockton. It's dated January 14, 2024, revised through September 16, 25.
Good evening, Chairman. Good evening, Chairman, members of the board, Dante Alfieri on behalf of the applicant. As Mr. Stein stated, we were here previously. At the previous meeting back in July, there were comments from both the public and the board. We went back to the drawing board and we made some modifications to the proposal, which we believe should address a lot of the comments, and hopefully the board believes it's enough to act favorably on the application. I have Mr. Stockton, who was previously sworn in, and he'll go through all of those changes for you. Mr. Stockton?
Mr. Stockton, previously sworn in, still in the room.
Yes, I understand.
Go ahead.
So if you want to just run through what the previous proposal was and discuss the changes that are before the board tonight.
Okay, so this property, just to refresh the board's memory, is 99 Center Avenue. It's a property that has 50 feet of frontage on Center Avenue and 130 feet of frontage on Avenue C. It's a corner lot right across the street from St. Agnes Church. There's an existing two-story residential dwelling with its front facing Center Avenue, and there's an existing carriage house with an apartment unit with its front facing Avenue C. As we discussed with the board last time, those two existing uses are considered principal uses on the property, and are the setbacks and lot coverage requirements and the bulk standard requirements for them need to meet the setback requirements and bulk standards for principal structures. We proposed a last time we proposed a repair to the rear porch behind the existing carriage house building. Heard the board's concerns, heard the public's concerns, and took that to heart. We went and visited the site. I added some more detailed information to this plan of the existing conditions at the property, and as a result of the feedback that we got at the last board meeting, we reduced the size of the proposed deck layout, and still keeping the proposed spiral stairway, but then also adding a proposed platform lift to help address the safety concerns that were brought up at the last meeting because of that spiral stairway. So this plan shows those updates and improvements to the for the project.
And did we add any type of screening on the proposed porch?
Yes. What I show in the details is rather than open slats for the porch railing, I show a solid siding or similar type treatment to that railing to help provide screening from what sitting on the porch looking out towards the rear and the sides of the property.
Thank you.
Great. And then, as noted on the plan, in addition to that, the applicant, Yvonne Moody, has already installed a row of green giant arborvitaes along the back fence line there, too. So I show those on the plans, too. Right now, they're about 5 or 6 feet high, but green giants will grow tall and thin and create a good visual buffer to the neighboring property off to the east.
Those are the proposed changes we have. We open it to the board for any questions.
Great. Doug, you want to lead us off?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
With the revised plan, can you provide the existing and proposed setbacks?
Yes.
Associated with the lift, the deck, and then the height of the deck itself.
Okay. In the existing condition, the porch area is slightly wider than 4 feet, 4.1 or 4.2 feet wide, and it has an existing rear yard setback of 11.1 feet. The proposed deck layout extends out from that 4 feet to 7 feet, so we're making it about 3 feet wider, and it has a proposed rear yard setback of 8.2 feet. The spiral stairway, as it sits in the deck layout, at its closest point to the rear, it'll have a rear yard setback of 5.2 feet. And then the platform lift basically sits on top of the existing walkway along the south side of the building, or the right side setback, and that has a proposed setback of 1.2 feet clear of the side lot line there. So, in all together, the existing stairway and existing porch has a footprint area of about 55 square feet, and everything that we're proposing has a proposed footprint area of about 140 square feet, and it's only about 85 square feet different between what's proposed and what's there now.
So, okay. So, the ask, the variance request needed. The variance is needed for the plan that's being presented tonight. Rear yard 20 foot required, and 5.2 proposed to the stair.
That's right.
And then side is 10 feet required. It's 1.2 to that chairlift.
That's right.
And for clarification, 5.4 to the deck.
That's right.
But you would need relief to that 1.2.
Specific to that layout. And then there are the existing conditions of the building that we have to contend with as well, where the 10-foot side yard setback is required, only 4.1 feet exists. And where 20 feet rear yard setback is required, only 15.2 feet exists to the back of the building.
That's it. Do you think you could go into the lift?
Yes.
The mechanics of it? Does it make noise? What's the intended use? Is it for emergency only? Is it for a day-to-day type use?
It could be used day-to-day if they choose to use it. But it is specifically put on the plan to address the safety concern that we heard at the last meeting. The other couple that I've installed, for some of the houses in downtown Highlands where we had to lift the houses above the base flood elevation. It makes a small noise, but not anything that's overly loud or grinding or anything like that. And it's more like an electrical motor noise to it. So there is a little bit of noise, but it's not a harsh noise at all.
And is there some type of safety rating attached to this lift that corresponds with, or is there, I don't know if there's like a certain type of code or anything that would deal with that?
Well, I would be certified as a man lift device.
And there are code requirements that the manufacturer specified in their literature to me. And I reiterated that information in the notes on the drawing.
Okay. Any other questions from the board?
So, just regarding the lift again, you may have said this already, but it's electric?
Yes. It's electric, and it has a battery backup power for in case the power goes out.
Okay.
So it's just a chairlift? It's not like wheelchair accessible?
It's not even a chairlift. It's a platform that has gates on either side and a solid front and solid back facing walls. So you can open the gate, step on, or wheelchair on.
So it is wheelchair accessible.
Right. And then, you know, when it comes down to grade, you can open the door for access at grade.
Okay.
And if the board remembers, at the previous meeting, we proposed the spiral staircase, and one of the concerns was, in the event of emergency, how would you get somebody down a spiral staircase, so our solution to this was including that lift.
Could you put a stretcher on that lift?
Sorry?
Could you put a stretcher on that lift?
I think so, yes.
Is there a reason why it doesn't come down to the ground level and there's a platform there? Am I reading that right?
It would travel so that the bottom, the part that you stand on while you're on the lift, would end up being flush to the deck at the deck level, and it would end up being flush to the ground at the ground level.
Okay.
You might be looking, if you're looking at the rear view, elevation view of my drawing, that extends, that a little bit of that information on that view extends down below grade to kind of show the depth of the footings for everything.
Right.
The lift itself will stop at grade.
Okay.
Just a question to clarify on the setback again.
Yes.
So for the carriage house, it's a 20-foot rear yard setback requirement. Is the deck structure subject to that, or that's what's on your chart as an accessory structure?
Well, I have it on my chart as an accessory structure, but looking in the specifics of your ordinance, when and specifically it's ordinance section 150-54, that talks specifically about porches and decks. And when the porch or deck is connected to the structure and more than 6 inches above grade, it needs to meet the setback criteria for the principal use.
Okay. Thank you.
So that would be a text edit on my drawing to where I have accessory structure, accessory setback information to the existing porch and the proposed deck layout, that would actually be principal setback required.
So this new deck expansion is increasing the non-compliance, comes closer to the rear property.
By 3 feet,
yes. Thank you.
So this application, you know, I think as a board, it's been mulled over for quite some time. Can you refresh my memory? What are the variances that you're looking for tonight?
Yes. So we're looking for rear yard setbacks requirements for the proposed deck in dealing with the existing nonconformities that we have on the property. So it's a rear yard setback where 20 feet is required. 8.2 feet goes to the line of the deck, and 5.2 feet goes to the line outside or closest line of the spiral stairway. And then the side yard setback, the bulk variance there is 10 feet is required. We're proposing 5.4 feet to the line of the deck and 1.2 feet to the closest line of the platform lift.
Thank you.
And then again, the existing building and the existing porch also have those existing nonconformities.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Is it accurate to also say you need a D variance for expansion of nonconforming use? You have two principal structures.
I know we talked about that, and I think, I am concerned about it. And I think if the board's direction is that we also need the use variance for the expansion of the non-conforming use, yes, we would be requesting that as well. But specifically in looking at that ordinance section 150-54, that really does talk about how porches and decks are accessory structures to the principal structure. So we're not actually proposing to expand the density or add more dwelling units or intensify anything other than reconstructing the deck. So
I got it.
And I know in the zoning officer's referral referred us to the board, she didn't mention the use variance in the letter that sent us here too.
Right. In the current condition, you have simple air and egress, an area for egress. You have a spot to open the door, come out and go down.
Right.
the proposed is expanding that space. You have usable space that's elevated. It's my opinion that it's an expansion of non-conforming use.
Keep it up, though. Do you swear or affirm that any testimony you have given or may give in connection with this application is the truth, whole truth, nothing but the truth?
I do. Doug Romeyer, board engineer.
And I can note for the board that the applicant was aware of that question and did notice for expansion of the non-conforming use, so the board has jurisdiction to consider that issue.
Right. And then the proofs that we offered at the first hearing on the matter certainly still apply to everything that we're proposing, and specifically under your ordinance section 150-2, the purposes, and importantly, purposes C and I are certainly advanced by what we're proposing to do.
You can clarify something for me?
Sure.
Just on the lower left of the plan where it says zone data.
Yes.
You have the setbacks of the new deck as the accessory structure.
Yes.
But when you just spoke through it, it seemed like those setbacks are relevant to what would be the principal building.
And I did mention that will
and
be...
I know you said I just wanted to make sure I understood it on the plan properly.
Yeah, that will be a text edit that I have to make to the plan. In re-reviewing your ordinance and preparing for tonight's meeting, I agree that because our existing condition is more than 6 feet above, 6 inches above grade, and our proposed condition is more than 6 inches above grade, the deck itself needs to meet the principal setbacks rather than the accessory setbacks.
Thank you.
Thing that I want to mention with regard to the existing stairway and the existing porch, those are severely constrained in their location because we have down at grade the location of the existing man door at the back of the garage, and then up at the second floor level, the only entry to the home is, or the apartment unit, is the back doorway at the back right corner of the building. The distance between the two and the existing condition with that existing stairway layout, it is barely code compliant. The stairway itself is steep, and the tread depth is only about 9.5 or 10 inches in on the tread depth itself. So what we're proposing is a very good improvement to that existing condition as well.
And to that point, we also looked at the possibility of trying to lower the deck, and based upon the condition of the property, it's just not feasible, correct?
That's right.
And one of the questions I believe that came up at the previous meeting, talking about the second floor deck, was are there any decks in the area or in town that are second floor decks? And we went through the town and we found several properties that had second floor decks. There's also a brand new subdivision near the water that has, every single house has a second floor deck on it. So this isn't novel.
What's the width difference between the existing versus the proposed?
The existing porch is 4.2 feet, and the proposed width of the deck is 7 feet.
Thank you.
So it's about 3 feet different.
Could you discuss a little bit about the deck, the deck rail, and the siding? If you recall, at the last meeting, there were several neighbors were concerned that a new deck would act almost as a viewing area into
the
bedrooms, kitchens, and such. And
I honestly, standing on the existing porch, I don't think that's the case at all. And that's why I showed the extra information in the plan view and kind of blew it up to a bigger scale for the board's review. The property to the south, the basin lot 10,
Right opposite the deck area, there's an existing shed, and in between the shed and the property line, there's an existing larger tree. And that provides screening or the ability to break up any straight line view between the existing porch or proposed deck and the view of the existing house that's on lot 10. I mentioned the homeowner has already installed a row of six green giant arborvitae along the back line of the fence, and those will grow tall. But when you're standing on the porch now, at the second level, looking at the adjacent property on lot 12 off to the east, that house, right off its back right corner, there's an existing large tree with a big canopy. That cuts off any view today of looking at that house. So there's existing screening there. And it will get better as the arborvitae grow taller.
Any questions from the board? Questions from the public?
Muriel Smith, 29 Leonard Avenue. Could you tell me, first of all, what's a carriage house? Because this is a garage with an apartment above it, and I don't understand what a carriage house is.
That would be the definition, in my mind. It's a garage structure with an apartment unit above it.
Okay.
And I've always known that to be called a carriage house. So that's why I labeled it that way.
Okay. So a carriage house is the same as a garage with an apartment above?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not familiar with all those things. Thank you kindly. And I didn't see the elevator or the lift. Does that mean that there's an opening in the fence when it gets to the top? You know, is there a fence around the whole porch?
The lift itself has gates on it.
When the lift is down, Andrew, is there something up top that blocks any access? Can somebody just walk right off the end?
Yes, there's a door to those lifts that closes at the top.
Yes, there is?
Yes. Okay. There's a metal door that looks like the elevator that closes when it's not there, so you can't walk off the deck.
That's the point.
Yeah.
Thanks.
And it doesn't open unless the elevator's up there. So you can't even open that door unless the elevator is all the way at the highest elevated point.
Thank you.
And is the lift operated electrically?
Yes.
So what happens if there's a fire or anything like that? How do you...
If there's a power outage, it also has a battery backup. It will still operate, yes.
Okay, good. And does this exist if the property gets hit again? Does all this stay with it? And supposing somebody wants to build an apartment in the garage downstairs, it's not used as a garage anymore.
It has to come back.
You're
going to have to come back to the board. That would be an expansion.
And will this lift impede that? Does it limit that? Well, we're going to...
You'd have to find out when the time comes.
Right. Comes. I take my question back.
And we are not proposing that.
Thank you.
Okay. Andrew Smith.
Art Fisher, 91 Third Avenue. Thank you for addressing the safety issue with the circular stairs. But I made a couple of observations. It looks like there's two doors about equidistant from the corners, the north and south corners of the upstairs. Why was the selection to site the elevator on the south side rather than the north side? On the south side, it pushes it 4 feet closer to the neighbor's property line, whereas on the north side, there is no infraction or further infraction to the property line to the south. And it would just be, I think I heard right that there's an extra variance now because of the lift, or am I wrong?
It's the same variance.
the setback requirement that we have.
So we went from 5 feet to one foot change?
No, so the side yard setback was always around 4 feet.
Right.
To now 1.2 feet.
Okay, so a 3 foot change. So, same question, why would we cite the lift on the south side closer to the property line?
Because it doesn't fit on the end of the deck, where the,
It's a new deck, right?
Yeah, but the mechanical equipment for the lift itself has to sit parallel to the building, and if we put it on the north side, it would lock the man door back down the grade.
So there's another door not shown?
No, the door is shown on the plans.
Okay, you want to plan on how this is?
Yeah, you can see in the, elevation view in the top right corner of my drawing, there's a man door down at the grade level, and at the, second floor, there's a man door in the upper, upper left of that drawing there. So we have to kind of contend with all of the existing features of the building and the layout that we're doing.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions from the public? Sir?
Kevin Mellon, 36 South Avenue. We're talking about the canopy and the tree covers.
Right.
In November, the leaves fall.
And probably in November, you're not going to try sitting out on your bed.
So people don't have fire pits and they do things outside in the winter. I do.
Okay.
I do. So what we're saying is the canopy no longer exists with the red maple and the other maples on the other yards. The leaves will drop and there will be no more canopy.
Well, the branches will still be there, but they won't be leaf covered, right? But the arborvitaes that were proposed, they also help to.
Yeah, we are proposing arborvitaes, which are actually already installed, and then we are proposing to put the vinyl siding along the deck as well to provide additional screening, which would not be impacted by the seasons.
Ms. Walter.
I just had a question. I thought you stated that a stretcher could fit on the left. I don't know much about a stretcher, but Google is telling me that it's 24 inches wide by 84 inches long. Right. How big the lift is?
The lift is more like 4 feet square, and it has doorways on it. You'd have to support it with an overhang on either side so that we can do it.
I'm sorry, what?
A stretcher, if they needed to bring a stretcher up.
Oh, okay, so it wouldn't fit. So the lift is only 4 feet square.
Right.
Okay. And also, maybe that is what you're referring to. The existing landing that we're calling a deck is, did you say 4.2 feet?
The porch is about, 4.2 feet. On
and it's now going to be asking for 7 feet.
Right.
But then, is it going to be extended the length of the garage?
Well, it's going to be extended, but yes, that's over where the stairway is now. So it's not.
Okay, really, how large is the?
The stairway comes down.
Okay.
It shows in that view that's on the drawing there. The stairway comes down to the base of the doorway that's down at grade, and to the porch extends a little bit past the left side of the doorway.
Okay.
Doorway.
And how many feet is that? Just so I can understand. 7 feet out and how many feet long?
18 feet is the total proposal.
Okay, thank you. That was my only question.
Any other questions from the public? Any comments from the public?
Good evening, Erin Dougherty, 97 Center Avenue, the next door neighbor of this whole structure.
Ms. Dougherty, let me swear you on, please.
Sure.
Do you either swear or affirm that any testimony given in connection with this proceeding will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Go ahead.
So I'm going to read a statement that I have already prepared. As the board knows, Mr. Reedy's application requires a D2 variance, as discussed earlier, related to the expansion of a non-conforming use. Again, as you well know, a D variance requires the applicant to satisfy both positive and negative criteria under New Jersey law. On a positive side, the applicant must demonstrate special reasons for the proposed project that promotes the purposes of zoning or that the site is particularly suited for this use. This has not been demonstrated. The property is already fully usable without this massive deck addition, and there is nothing unique about the property that requires or justifies an elevated structure, elevated, the key word here, of this size and placement so close to the neighboring property lines. On the negative side, the applicant must also show the variance would not be a significant detriment to the public good or zoning plan. This has also not been demonstrated. The proposed elevated deck with the spiral staircase and the lift represents a significant intensification of the existing non-conforming use. We provided this picture, and I have copies, if anybody would like to see it up close.
We'll have to give that a marking so that the board can review it, let the applicant's attorney take a look at that, and then they can pass it up.
Mike, I believe that was previously marked.
We have that.
That was previously marked.
That was already submitted.
So we provided this picture, as previously, of the existing structure. As you can see, a raised second-story deck with a spiral staircase added to this existing structure would loom closely over my family's backyard and the fence that you see here, intrude on our privacy, increase noise, and create an outsized visual impact in the neighborhood. I'll also add in response to some of the statements I heard earlier, the identified second-story decks and the new properties being built on the water, those lots are much, much bigger than the neighborhood I live in. The lots are very close together. So the existing deck that's been discussed is really just a simple landing at the top of the stairs. And we're talking about expanding that towards my backyard, which I'm standing in this picture, and it would loom very closely over our fence, despite the arborvitae that have been planted there. So because this application failed both the positive and negative criteria of a D variance, my family respectfully urges this board to hear the voices of all the adjoining neighbors who have spoken at various hearings and vote no on the application. Thank you.
Thank you. No. Thank you very much. Ms. Walter?
Yes.
Let me swear you in. You swear affirm that any testimony you give in connection with this proceeding will be the truth, all truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do. Michelle Walter, 36 South Avenue. I'm also a neighbor. And just to add on to what Ms. Dougherty just stated, I also looked at the D2 variance, and our statute reads that it is for particular cases and special reasons, as you all know. I also looked and it stated that reportedly the applicant would give us proof that the project advances one of the 16 purposes of the zoning listed under the MULUL, or as an alternative rationale, extreme or undue hardship can exist where a condition of the land results in economic inutility and the property cannot reasonably be used for its own purpose. When I looked at this, I tried to put it in for the purpose of this act. Does it fit any of the 16 purposes of the zoning? And maybe it would fit into to provide adequate light, air, and open space. That's possibly the case. I then look at extreme or undue hardship also, and I think having the ability to go outside and enjoy the air, whether a beautiful day, is completely possible under the current situation. It can be done either on the grass or, you know, on a little deck that's six inches, 2 feet, 1 foot above on the ground below. It doesn't have to be 10 feet in the air. Expanding on this already non-conforming structure to enjoy the light and the air that you could also experience from ground level, which is a yard,
it does not seem to fit the definition of extreme hardship or undue hardship. Does it also have, I then looked at, you know, is there an inherently beneficial use to this under NJSA, under the D2 variance 4055D? And that says if it's universally considered of value to the community because it fundamentally serves the public good or promotes the general welfare by being particularly fitted to the particular location for which the variance is sought. I think everything we've stated here and at prior meetings has been that it doesn't fit this particular location. And certainly this positive and negative criteria, I don't even know if you need to consider when you first I don't even know if you need to get to positive and negative criteria because I don't think there's the hardship that exists here to begin with. So I do believe the application should be denied for those reasons. Thank you.
Any other comments from the public? Any on Zoom?
Nobody on Zoom.
Seeing none, board discussion? My apologies.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Chairman. So, as the board heard over the previous two meetings, Mr. Stockton went through his proofs. He went through the positive and negative criteria. We believe that is sufficient to address the comments and concerns of the board and approve this variance request. We've heard comments from the board and the public with regards to the location, the size, screening, which we believe we've addressed, and safety, which we believe we've addressed with the current proposal. And I do want to point out that there was comments with regards to the decks. There are other decks within the area that also are on the second story. I can give the addresses, but I'm not sure really necessary. So based upon that and all of the testimony that we've provided tonight, we do request that the board act favorably tonight and grant the application.
Thank you very much. Board discussion?
I know that the applicant tried to, you know, shrink the size of the proposed deck, which I appreciate, as well as the arborvitaes to screen the view, which I appreciate. I quite like second story decks, actually. I just don't think that this is the best location for a second story deck, especially considering, you know, there's the north of the carriage house that could have been utilized. And I know we went through that at length during the last meeting. I just think it's too close to the side, especially considering the width of those trees, too. It's just asking a whole lot of that side yard, and it's already beyond the setback on the side yard.
Anybody else?
I kind of agree with Katrina in the sense that you look into maybe impeding your own property first before you go to, you know, yourself on, you know, the purview of the neighbor's property. I mean, I understand how that feels. You know, I live next to King James. They all have second story decks. They all watch my pool and my yard all summer long. And their decks are much smaller. They only come out on them, you know, once in a blue moon. And I don't know. I just, maybe if it was a little smaller in scale, I mean, it's 18 feet long. I mean, I've been over there. It's 18 feet long. It's 7 feet. It's a sizable deck. It's not just like a little patio table and some place for two people to sit. And I mean, I understand you want to get the best, you know, especially if it's for family members that plan on staying there, you know, long term. And I mean, you know, what would be a great idea as people get elderly. And I understand that, but it's just the size of it is just beyond what I think is fair to the neighbors.
Yeah, I think the lift, obviously for safety, was a great idea, and obviously, you know, it met our concerns as the board, but putting it closer to the adjoining neighbor on the other side and taking away from that 4 foot that he had, and now there's only 1.2, it's you know, to me, that's, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't, sit well, you know, so I don't, and again, I echo what you both said regarding the location, and I think maybe if it could have went towards the north side and, you know, accommodated
in that area. I mean, if there was just like a walkway, right, that went around, so that, I don't think anybody would object when, you know, you have the other door there as well, if, you know, if you come out and you have like a, just a walkway, like a little walk type of thing, and then you are, you know, your seating area and everything is then facing onto the existing their own property, you know, versus all the neighbors' property, you know, I think there could be some more creativity there, to do that, to keep the,
you know. I just think asking them to move the deck to the side of the house sounds easy, but
I know,
you have to change the entire interior layout of the house, and now you have more square footage because you have a deck going from the door, which has to be at least 3 feet, and then right down the side of the house. The difference between 3 feet and 4 feet and 7 feet is very minimal. It's not much of a difference. And there's going to be no noise difference between that deck and the staircase that's there now. And with that wall being up at 36 inches, you're going to see less than you see now. So, I mean, I don't see any issue with it as far as noise and privacy. We live in a town where houses are on 20-foot wide, 35, 40-foot wide lots. Everybody has this issue. Every yard you turn around and look up, you can see somebody's window or door looking over your yard for the most part, so I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, personally, I don't see, I mean, a deck on the second floor, that does, to me, that's not an issue. They're, you know, just as the evidence attorney said, there's plenty. I think in this particular instance, where it's placed, you're not looking out over the bay, you know, you're not looking out over like a wooded area. You're looking at you're right on top of your neighbor, at which you're already on top of. You're encroaching even more with the way that this is set up. That's just the way I see it. To Chris's point, you know, I probably have the smallest house here, but I probably have also the biggest lot here for whatever reason. Like most, so many of the properties, like they're just stacked up. That's just the way it goes in the borough. But I don't know if adding to that intensity, I just don't see that as a positive. Anybody else? Anybody want to make a motion?
Well, Chair, before any motions are made.
I'm sorry. I was going to say, do you want to have the opportunity to?
Yeah, I would like to speak with my client.
Sure.
If we can have a few minutes, if that's okay, before
yeah,
the board
course,
makes
yeah.
a motion.
Sure.
Thank you.
We'll take a 5-minute recess.
Yes.
Thank you, Chairman, for that. My courtesy. I was discussing with my applicant as to what we would like to do tonight, and we heard the board's comments. We again heard the public their concerns once more. I think we're going to request to carry the application just because we're going to take into some of the additional concerns and see if we can address them a little bit further and then come back for a vote.
Are we able to do that given the timeline?
Well, we'll need to carry us to carry the vote, and I would ask that under the circumstances that it be carried to the end of December because it's hurricane season. You don't know what's going to happen in November, whether it's hurricanes or whether it's snowstorms or whether it's nor'easters or something else.
So we would carry it to the December meeting, but we'll hear it in the November.
But you can carry it to November, but we would like an extension in the event that there's a problem
right.
with the November.
Yeah, no objection to that at all.
Yeah.
What would the November date be?
Ray, do you have that handy?
November 6th.
Oh, my.
I'm not here. It's close to my birthday.
Is there another day available?
November 6th.
Other than November 6th?
December, Dante. December 4th is the December meeting.
The December 4th meeting works best for, I have a meeting on the 6th as well. In a different town.
I'm sorry, what's that?
The December meeting would work better for me, personally.
Okay.
I don't know, Andrew, is that okay with you?
I think so.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't know what proper procedure, but how many times can this be carried? Because this is not fun for me or any of the neighbors to come here and speak against somebody that we like and are neighborly with, and I'm very stressed being here tonight, having to make statements and things like that. So, like, every time this is carried, it's a hardship on the neighbors as well. So, like, is there a limit of how many times this plan can be revised before it's dismissed?
There's not a limit under the statute, no. But this board can make a determination that it wants to finalize the application at some point.
Okay. So there's no definite end in sight?
Not under the statute. Under the land use law, it's open as long as the applicant is willing to adjourn the case and extend the time for action by the board. It's up to the board whether or not they want to extend the case or whether they want to just decide on what they've got.
Okay. I understand this is a dream for our neighbor, and I don't think it should be at the expense of the dream of our neighbors. So I would appreciate an end to this in the near future. Thank you.
December meeting?
December meeting.
So is that acceptable to the board?
Anybody have any objection to that?
So for members of the public, this application is being carried to December 4, 2025 at 7 o'clock p.m. At that time, there will be continuation hearing of the application. If the applicant is going to submit any revised plans, they have to be into the board at least 10 days in advance of that hearing. So check with the board secretary 10 days before the hearing to see if there have been any revised plans. So you have the opportunity to review them and be prepared to make whatever comments you may have or questions you may have with respect to any revised plans. This is the only notice you'll get. There will not be any further notice in the newspaper or certified mailing notices. This is the only notice you'll receive. So you need to be back here at that date and time for the continuation of the application. And my guess is that the board is listening to the neighbors and are going to want to conclude at that time.
Thank you, Chairman. Members of the board, we do appreciate your time tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Before 8:30, too.
We're going to do a quick executive session.
Good night.
Thanks very much.
You need a motion to go into executive session in a second.
Is that Majewski?
Yeah.
Second, Josko.
We'll stop it for executive. So for the public, the board is going into executive session to discuss matters that are not subject to the public hearing, and we ask the public to leave the room at this point in time. The board will come back into session after the executive session to adjourn, but there's no other applications for business on.
Oh, we need to log in here. Hold on. Wait, just a second.
I have to bring Mr. Fisher back in to make a defense.
He's got a glass up against the wall.
You rejoin the regular meeting. Welcome back. We need a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn, Josko.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.